This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, today approved the continuation of the scheme for assistance in ration transport and handling income and automation in PDS, Sarthak PDS, as an umbrella scheme in the 16th Finance Commission cycle award period with an outlay of 25,530 crore rupees as central share. Briefing media New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will provide assistance to state agencies for intrastate movement of food grains, will support fair price shops and help in modernization of public distribution system.
इस प्रोग्राम में तीन बड़े सुधार आज अप्रूव हुए हैं.
Three major reforms have been introduced in this program today. First, the government will support the transportation cost incurred in moving food grains from large FCI warehouses in the states to fair price shops across different districts and divisions. Second, there was a need to increase the remuneration of fair price shop dealers, and a decision has been taken in this regard as well. Third, efforts will be made to modernize the public distribution system through the use of technology.
Public distribution system ko hum kaise modernize kar sakte?
The Supreme Court today upheld the legality of the special intensive revision SIR of the electoral rolls being conducted by the Election Commission of India, ECI. The court held that the Election Commission has the power to conduct SIR under Article 324 of the Representation of the People Act 1950 and the rules made thereunder. It observed that SIR advances the constitutional imperative of free and fair elections. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi pronounced the judgment in the writ petitions which challenged the notification issued by the ECI in June last year to conduct SIR in Bihar. BJP has welcomed the Apex Court's judgment of upholding the SIR process as fully constitutional. Amid rising temperatures in different parts of the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged citizens to take as many precautions as possible. In a social media post, Mr. Modi advised all to keep themselves hydrated and carry water when stepping out of homes. Stressing about the increasing difficulties caused by the heat in daily life, Mr. Modi said that in such weather, sensitivity becomes a great source of support. He further directed placing a small vessel filled with water outside homes, balconies, rooftops, shops, offices, keeping in mind the animals and birds. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for heat wave conditions today over parts of Delhi. The Met Department has also predicted severe heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested two more accused in NEET UG 2026 examination paper leak case. An accused, namely Dr. Manoj Shirure, a Latur-based doctor, has been arrested in the case. Another arrested accused is Tejas Harshita Kumar Shah, who is a physics faculty, and Dr. Abhang Prabhu, Medical Academy, a Pune-based coaching center. The agency has arrested 13 accused so far in this case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nashik, Pune, Latur and Ahilyanagar. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a series of high-level meetings with senior Canadian business leaders and institutional investors in Toronto on the second day of his visit to the North American country. Mr. Goyal also met Canada's International Trade Minister Maninder Sidhu and discussed growing complementarities between India and Canada. The ministry said both sides also reaffirmed their shared objective of expanding bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030 and concluding the comprehensive economic partnership agreement negotiations by the end of the year. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Security Council, accusing Islamabad of continuing cross-border terrorism and warning that it would face consequences for sponsoring terror activities against India. The BSE Sensex dropped 142 points to close at 75,868. The stock markets will remain closed tomorrow on account of Bakr Eid. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Rajasthan Royals in the eliminator match at New Chandigarh this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.